from Hollywood. Heartbeat Theater. Produced by the C.P. McGregor Studios for the Salvation Army. Welcome now to another drama about this world of ours, with its comedy and tragedy, happiness and sadness, hope and despair, and quite often a world made more stable and serene through the unceasing care and concern of the Salvation Army, serving man in the service of God. This week's Heartbeat Theater story was written by Keith Walker. Here is Act One of The Last Time I Saw Lulu.
Can I help you, Colonel?
Captain. Sheila Harrington. I called earlier for an appointment with Mr. Ritter.
Oh, of course. Waldo, Captain Harrington is here.
Yeah, send him in.
Thank you, miss.
I'll be right with you, Colonel.
Captain.
Yeah. Give me Brandis in engineering. Gale, what the H of those specs you sent up? I don't care what purchasing says. You tell him the old man is sore as a hog and cactus, and I want those prices chopped out from under the competition. Well, it's a free country, isn't it? I can give you 5 minutes, Colonel.
Captain.
Whatever. Uniforms on missionaries never did sit right with me.
Mr. Ritter, we're soldiers in the service of God.
Sure. Well, what is this, a touch?
No, I wanted to talk with you about an old friend.
Yeah? Forget it. Who's going to know how long a giraffe's neck is? Yeah, send it out. It'll start a trend. What old friend?
Louise Laverne.
I don't know any Laverne.
Well, perhaps you'd remember her better as the Lady of a Thousand Flowers.
Oh. It's Lulu Laverne. Well, I'll be damned. Pardon me, Captain. Lulu. I haven't thought of her in 30 years.
Well, she seems to have thought of you, Mr. Ritter.
Call me Waldo. No, better yet, Waldo. I mean, that's how she'd remember me. Lulu Laverne. How did you come to find her?
Well, she found us. I work for the Salvation Army Social Center downtown. A few days ago, she just wandered in.
You know how we met?
No, but I'd like to.
Well, me and Lulu, we were in vaudeville. Oh, I see you're too young to remember. But some of us do. Those were the days. I was a comic. Hard to believe looking at me now, but in those days, nobody could stand up to the great Waldo Ribber and his dandy patter. You see, I had this partner, a Helga Hansen, the Hanseatic Fastmouth. And then there was this gangly kid used to hang around the theater. Well, Helga up and run off with some dumb blonde giant named Wolfgang McGee. His act was wrestling with himself. I guess he got tired of doing it alone. Well, I walked in to do the afternoon show, and no Helga. The manager, who was an old crab named Fancy Dennis, was going to throw me out of the theater if I didn't go on. And I hear this voice outside my dressing room. Don't bother me, kid. Can't you see I'm thinking?
Why? You never did that before.
Oh, you've been watching my act, huh?
I hear you need a spritzer.
What? How did you know?
It was me who introduced Wolfgang to Helga.
You did, huh? Mm. You think you're a spritzer, huh?
You think you're a comic.
2 minutes, Waldo. And this time, bring the clean jokes.
My act's cleaner than this theater. Okay, kid. $20 a week and you buy the lunches.
Here's your apple.
Ah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I want to welcome you to this fire trap. Tell you I've been listening to this band. And this band should disband.
Hey, that's funny, funny, funny.
Oh, boy, I get one every show. Lulu Spritzer the Heckler. Are you laughing or is that a bad cough?
Funny. That's about as funny as false teeth in a gumball factory.
Look, I'm about to do a show, and the show must go on.
You can't threaten me.
Look, lady, I'm only trying to do my job. You think I do this for fun?
Not so far.
That was the start. Everybody seemed to love her.
Yeah, I can see why. Did Lulu stay with you long?
4 years. Great years. We almost got married.
Oh?
But Lulu started adding to the act. Those 1,000 flowers were a little touch of Lily St. Cyr, and then first thing you know, the bookers are getting her to do a single. And after that, we kind of drifted apart. I miss her sometimes.
Would you mind going to see her?
Not at all. She in some kind of trouble?
Well, you might say that. Try to stay away from talk about her drinking.
Right.
Lulu, I brought a friend of yours.
Oh, Captain Sheila, I don't think I should see anybody like this.
Listen here, Lulu Spritzer. When a great comedian comes to visit you, you got to pay attention. I mean, when I'm on stage, you can hear them laughing across the street.
Why? What's playing across the street?
I figured you'd recognize your old partner.
Oh, Waldo, I feel better already. You come on over here.
Hey, Bev. Got $300 for a cup of coffee?
$300 for a cup of coffee?
Yeah, I want to go to Brazil. I like it fresh.
Oh, I think I'll leave you two alone to reminisce. Mr. Ritter, I'll be in the lounge.
Okay, Carl. Captain. You need some help?
Me? Nah, I just got down on my luck. Nobody wants an ex-lady comic. Hey, you remember that Shylock speech you used to do?
Oh, sure. We were a great team, kid.
Do it for me now.
Oh, Lulu, it's been years. I wouldn't remember it all.
Sure you would. If I was up and around, I could get you to do it.
Well, you just get up and around, and I might.
Hey, remember this one. Guy comes up to the theater box office.
Howdy, ma'am. Give me a ticket.
Yes, sir. You want one downstairs for $6 or one upstairs for $3?
Why? What's playing upstairs? Oh, those bits.
Hello there, Lulu. May I come in?
Oh, Waldo, this is my personal croaker, Doc Niels Lucan.
Hi, Doc. Lulu, I'll be back to see you tomorrow.
Yes, I think we should be letting the lady go home then.
Good, real good.
Mr. Bitter, she positively changed when she saw you.
We had a lot going in the old days. She's a great lady.
Yeah. The doctor tells me there's not much more he can do for her.
Yes, he said they were letting her out tomorrow.
She needs a lot of love and care if she's going to make it.
You mean there's something else wrong, besides the drinking?
Well, the drinking has weakened her heart. If she stays off it, she's got a 50-50 chance to live a while.
And if she doesn't?
She could die.
I see. Well, what can I do?
Well, I've made arrangements for her to live at the social center. You could go meet her tomorrow and bring her over.
Oh, I'll do that for sure.
And stay her friend.
Captain, I wouldn't think of doing anything else.
Hirschfeld, get down to bookkeeping and tell him I need those figures on the Miami outlets in 20 minutes. Joni!
Waldo, the board meeting can't start without you.
Nothing starts without me. Grab your pad and come on. Well, come on! What do you want, roller skates?
Not the ones you make.
Yeah, all right. I'll make you a deal on the skate key. Oh, listen. I almost forgot. Make a note. I gotta pick someone up at noon.
Right.
Good morning.
Good morning, boss.
All right. Let's get this meeting to order. Brandsness, what's your run rate on the plastic turtles? Okay, gentlemen, and I use the words loosely. Get back to your caves.
All right. See you later.
Then.
Waldo, you told me to remind you about the noon appointment.
Right. What time is it?
2.
Oh, my ache. Oh, call me a cab. She'll never forgive me.
We had to release her, Mr. Ritter. She did wait almost an hour for you.
Got tied up. Did she say where she was going?
No, but she was very upset when you weren't here.
Yeah.
That was the first act of the C.P. McGregor Studios production of The Last Time I Saw Lulu. Say, when was the last time you saw a Salvation Army Red Shield pickup truck in your neighborhood? Not recently, you say? Well, you can make one appear simply by calling the Salvation Army and requesting one to pick up your no longer needed household items. Whether these articles are in good condition or might need repairing makes no difference. The Salvation Army will be only too happy to have their men's social centers make them resaleable for the Army thrift stores. We continue now with the second act of The Last Time I Saw Lulu.
I don't understand it, Mr. Ritter. Lulu called me from the hospital. Well, she was disappointed, but she promised to come on down to the center.
It must have worked on her. How long ago?
It's been almost 6 hours now.
Oh, I really let her down.
Well, why don't you go on home? I'm sure she'll turn up. I'll call you.
I guess so. Now you be sure to call.
Oh, I will. Yes, hello. Sheila Harrington.
Walter Ritter. I'm sorry to bother you at this time of night, Captain, but I couldn't sleep.
Oh, that's all right.
Lulu turn up?
No. I asked the night clerk to let me know if she did.
Where'd she hang out? You know, catch her drinks.
I'm not sure. Somewhere around 6th Street, I think.
Maybe I should wander around down there.
Oh, it's a pretty rotten night for that.
Not half as rotten for me as for Lulu.
That's true. Hey, tell you what. Why don't we wander together?
No, it's my responsibility.
It's mine, too. Listen, I've got a friend, Lieutenant Parker, downtown division. Meet me at the station in 20 minutes.
You think Parker might be able to help?
Oh, he'd be glad to.
What? Now, Sheila, you know I can't just be looking for every drunk that sleeps in the street.
Dad.
Oh, okay. Come on. But only a half an hour, that's all I got. I'm going to check on something.
Do you want us to come?
No, no, I'll be right back. I want to talk to a guy who lives in the alley.
We were going to have a party.
For Lulu?
Well, in a way. My supervisor gave his okay to do a show for the people living at the center. Well, I thought it would help Lulu see that lots of people can stay sober.
Gee, Lulu could do some of her act for them. Good laughs always a better way to reach people.
Well, I had in mind that you might help, too.
Me?
Well, sure. The two of you could do the old routines.
Oh, it's been a long time. I don't know. Anyway, now we got to think about finding Lulu.
Yeah.
Sorry to take so long.
Did you find out anything?
Well, I don't know. There's a fancy club downtown. Their chef cleans up around 3 a.m. and throws out the leftover food and the wine. Clincher. The guy I just talked to says Lulu hangs out down there sometimes. Not for these people. Alleys like this are home.
Lieutenant, over here. Bring your flashlight.
Huh?
Here, shine it back in there. Lulu.
Well, if it ain't this sweet little Salvation soldier.
Lulu, now these folks are friends. Come on out of there.
No, Waldo don't love me no more.
Sure I do, Lulu. Come on now. Let's take you someplace to dry.
Oh, I'm tired, Waldo.
Yeah, I know. Come on, Lulu. We'll take care of you.
That's my Waldo.
Good morning, Walter.
Morning.
Lulu's waiting in the cafeteria for you.
How's she faring?
Well, it's amazing what a little love can do.
Yeah. I'll go see you. We can talk later.
Right.
Morning, Lulu.
Morning, Waldo.
How are you feeling?
Like a balloon, all blown up with bad air.
I'm sorry about yesterday. I just got tied up with business, and I'm sorry.
Well, that's nice to see you now.
Why don't we take a walk and get reacquainted?
Why not?
Door's open.
Got a minute?
As many as you want. I missed you yesterday.
Lulu and I took a long walk. And then I went to have a talk with Doc Lucan.
I know, he called me.
He doesn't give Lulu a lot of hope.
Well, maybe without alcohol and if she's interested in something.
What do you suggest?
Well, I'd like her to get involved around here with some of the others. Let her act as a kind of social cheerer-upper.
Might be just the thing. You know, I was thinking about the show you mentioned. Why not do that? I think I could get my company to spring for the bill.
Oh, that would be wonderful. And what about you? Will the two of you do the old act?
Why not?
Oh, good.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Salvation Army's Social Center and our nostalgia trip back to the days of vaudeville. We're lucky to have with us two of the biggest stars from those good old days.
Although I can't. I'm too nervous to face all those people.
Oh, sure you can. Just like the old days.
Lulu Laverne and Waldo Ritter.
What will we do?
Oh, the wife routine and the Shakespeare. Mm. Listen here, wife.
Yeah, I'm listening.
I don't care what you say. I ain't going to give you $20.
You ain't going to give me $20.
That's what I said.
If you don't give me $20, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to go downtown.
Yeah?
And I'm going to stand in front of the post office.
Yeah?
And take off all my clothes and embarrass you in front of all your friends.
Now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. If I don't give you the $20, you're going to go downtown.
Yep.
And stand in front of the post office.
Right.
And take off all your clothes.
Right.
And embarrass me in front of all my friends.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah? Listen, while you're down there, mail this letter. Well, I can see we're boring these folks. So why don't you stand over there whilst I give these culture-starved people a bit of Shakespeare?
You gonna do the Shylock speech?
Well, certainly, a little bit of the bar.
Why? You didn't get it right in the shower.
Ladies and gentlemen, in The Merchant of Venice, in that famous speech of Shylock's to Antonio, there are some wonderful words. Now, if you will allow me. Signor Antonio, many a time and oft on the Rialto, you've rated me about my monies
and
my...
Wait a minute.
What now?
That's all very nice, but these good folks expect something for their money.
Like what?
Well, you're listed as a dialectician.
Well, I wanted to interject a higher note into these proceedings.
You mean you can't do dialect?
Certainly I can do them.
All right, prove it. Do that same speech and I'll call all the different countries, okay?
Well, okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Mexican.
Señor Antonio, many a time and often on the Rialto...
English.
You've rated me about my manners and my usances.
Scotch.
Still have I borne it with a patient shrug, for sufferance is the badge of all our tribe.
Irish.
You called me misbeliever, cutthroat dog, and spit upon me Jewish gabardine.
Swedish.
And all for use of that which is my own.
French.
Well, monsieur, it now appears you need my help.
Russian.
What shall I say to you? Shall I not say, does a dog have monia?
Southern.
Or shall I bend low with bated breath?
New Yorkies.
And whisper in humbleness and say, fair sir, you spit on me on Wednesday last.
Shaman.
You spurned me on such a day, and another time you called me dog.
Italian.
For these curses, the kiddies, for these... Oh, man, I just don't want to be the cat of a dog. I don't say no more. That's all. Goodbye.
Doctor. Oh, doctor, you must help me.
What is it, my good woman?
It's my son. He's...
Yes. Tell me your problem.
My son, he's swallowed a clock.
Lulu, you okay?
It's my heart. Oh.
Captain Harrington!
Walter, get her backstage.
Yes. You better call Doc Lucan.
Don't leave me.
I won't, Lulu. I'm right here. Lulu, can you hear me? The doc will be here any minute.
It don't matter none, Waldo. Thanks for bringing back the act.
Oh, you always were the best partner.
They really laughed.
Yeah, they really laughed. Lulu.
You know what happened when my son swallowed the clock?
No. What?
He kept biting my finger when I tried to wind it.
Yeah, sure.
Waldo, I love you.
I love you too, Lulu. She's gone.
I'm sorry. she was a great lady.
Yeah. Listen, Captain, I got this idea, see? A couple of times a month sober.
Oh, I think that would be fine. Lulu would have liked that.
Yeah. Right. Good night.
Good night, Waldo.
The curtain falls on the second and final act of this week's Heartbeat Theater story, written by Keith Walker, titled The Last Time I Saw Lulu. Alan Reed, Sr. was heard as Waldo Ritter, with Peggy Walton, Alice Reinhart, and Jerry Hausner completing our cast. Please join us next week for another Heartbeat Theater story. Until then, this is your host, Marvin Miller, wishing you a very pleasant week.